The crew has spent some time gathering information and have learned some useful things. But right before they are about to get what they most sought after, the guards broke in, busting up the place. The crew will have to think fast to get out of this one, and to not have anyone take any notice of them.
So, last we left off, Lena had talked with Dario to get some information about the group and how they're attacking nobles. Cormac talked with Alicia, who was talked about how the Outlaws Theater is helping work to get more food distributed. Sigrathur made friends with a blacksmith named Victor. And then Nostrai tried to talk with the leader, who's named Adriana. It didn't come up, but you guys would know that. She goes by Adriana de Oratrios now.
All right.
Abandoning her family name.
Yeah, well, she's meant to be like a public figure. Like, she is the face of a revolution kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Should I be getting, like, extremely, what's her name? I want to keep calling her President Screw, but I'm, like, positive that's not her name.
Snow?
No, the one that is going to replace Snow. What's her name?
Coin.
Coin, that's what it is. I think I was thinking Ratchet, but not Ratchet, and then I'm like, Screw? Like, no, Coin. Yeah, Coin. Should we be getting Coin vibes off of her? Are we going to have to Old Yeller her? Zach just made a face. It was a Freudian slip. We're going to have to Old Yeller her.
I mean, that implies that you'll like her, though, and I don't think Coin was really liked by Katniss.
Well, not by Katniss, but like everybody else.
So you're telling me that your NPC isn't likable?
No, I'm saying you're implying she's not likable.
Yeah, everybody else thought she was a great leader, and Katniss is like, no, screw this lady, I'm gonna kill her.
Anyway.
Wow, I remember nothing of the end of Hunger Games.
It's okay. As you guys were talking, guards broke in to bust up the place. Well, 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 what do we have here? It looks like the Outlaws Theater is making another performance.
Nyostroy walks up and goes, Friends, welcome to this lovely bar. No, there was no theater performances here. It was simply me. Hello, I am a local candy maker who occasionally does puppet shows for children. Nothing else, do not worry. We do not like Outlaw Theater here, just puppet shows about frogs. I think toads. Frogs or toads? He looks at Magdalena. Frogs or toads? I get in his own and I cannot remember.
I can't.
It was frogs!
One, it was toads. Two, Dario whispers next to Lena. I think the pig thing was better. I mean, it's way more interesting.
He stares at him and goes, What are you talking about? How would we know anything about other performances? Should I roll, like, deception or something?
It'd be a convince, yeah?
I the thing is, like, this is one of the things, like, I don't know if your deception could not, or could lead the... What do you want your deception to accomplish?
Well, we weren't doing a performance. This is just a bar. What are you talking about? What performance? I was performing. I'm not in the Outlaw Theater. I'm new here. I make candy. I just do puppet shows with fire.
I don't think you're the ones they're here for is the problem.
Well, then it doesn't do anything. This is what I had, all right? I went with it.
I'm just trying to be open with you, you know? I'm setting a scene. So, they give a quizzical look at you. Ignore the old man. Burn the place down. And they start throwing stuff around, and you see, like, torches from outside start lighting up the side of the building. There's general pandemonium.
I mean, I'm jumping to my feet and I'm going to swing in because they're burning down this nice, lovely establishment.
Are they, like, trying to keep people in or people, like, able to escape? What's kind of, like, the... Like, how ruthless they be in here?
They seem to be getting into fights with certain people. They don't seem to be barring the entrance. But there are certain people it looks like they're trying to delay. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and in my view, that is pretty crap, trying to keep people inside a burning building.
It's not meant to be good.
Okay, I'm trying to decide, do I start using my runes? And I think I probably better.
Also, I am spending a point. Every raise costs 15 this scene, for everyone. The building's on fire, you guys are trying to do stuff while there's general panic, it's hard.
Oh, so instead of it needing to hit 10, it needs to hit 15.
Yes.
Gotcha. What's going to be really cool here is that I can't fight with anything except fire. Essentially, I'm Mandark in a slap fight.
What are you rolling, Vinny?
Well, I'm looking through my runes. I've got so many things that...
All right, well, while you look through that, I will go figure out what someone else is doing, so you have a second to think.
Okay.
Cormac, Lena, or Nostroy, who wants to go?
Not me.
Cormac or Lena? Leaving is, escaping is also a thing you can do.
Right, because they're not blocking.
They're not blocking, but you also, depending on how noticeable you want to be, do you want to run out the front exits with everyone else and... You don't know what's outside. You know there are some more people outside. Okay. You can see about 8 guards in the room with you.
Okay, sorry, let's get in my numbers. So, Lena is going to step in front of the performers that she has been speaking to and put herself between whatever guard I assume is coming for them. If there is one, she'll put herself between guards and who they're going for. Are you sure this is what you want to be doing right now? I feel like at some point, whoever you are in charge of is not going to be too thrilled with you burning down a building. And I'm using my disarming flare to keep them from drawing their weapon. She is going to draw hers and do some fancy, don't even think about it. And that is spending a hero point to do that. Sorry.
Okay. That will delay them from attacking other people. So you do your crazy flare. You have your... Basically, it's kind of like you have a don't try me look whenever they try to reach for their sword, because these were the not smart guards who came in with their weapons drawn.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of distracted by you swinging things back and forth as they kind of wait. I don't think Señor Santiago will be upset that we're burning this place down since he sent us to do it. This place is a place of sedition and rebels, and it deserves to be gone.
I thought the job of the city guard was to protect people, and it does not look like you are protecting now. And by the way, the flare she's doing, just because I want this, is like swinging the sword around one hand type of thing,
mm-hmm.
Very fancy.
I mean, we are protecting this city because if we are not all united, it will fall because we are being attacked by bog lurchers.
Well, maybe that is where you should put all of your attention. And I think at this point, she is trying to both let the people escape, but also moving out of the building, taking some steps back.
Okay.
Aiming for a window or something.
You can start to do that.
Perfect.
Cormac.
Cormac is grabbing Elisa by the arm and heading back toward the kitchens and a back door. So he's looking to see where bar staff would have left.
Okay.
And trying to follow out that way.
Cool. There's also a second story if anyone needs that for anything.
Good to know.
Cormac, you're trying to be sneak out of here is more of what you're trying to do?
Yeah, he's not calling attention to himself.
Okay. I want you to roll hide plus what skill would you be using?
Wits, resolve?
I think finesse? Wits is good. I think wits is good.
Okay.
Wits or finesse.
Okay.
Finesse is dexterity, you're trying to be smooth about this.
Yeah. All right. We have to get to 15s.
Got to get to 15s.
That's one and some change.
So here's a question. Are all these turns simultaneous? How does turn order work?
You're all going simultaneous.
Okay.
So at the end, basically, once you all go, the guards get to go do something.
Okay. But I guess when do characters need to choose how to spend their raises?
You'll spend them all, and then I get to go.
So, but it's after we all do our roles, then we choose how we spend our raises.
Yes.
Got it. Perfect.
And each raise can be one damage, I believe. Because, it's each raise is one damage.
So it's after we all roll that you'll tell us what we can spend our raises on.
Yeah, or if it's kind of, I'm going with what you guys are doing. So if there's certain things you're trying to accomplish, I could have told Caitlin before, but it's also hard to come up with enough things to keep it interesting. And sometimes I just do it afterwards and give you guys choices,
Right. Well, the reason I'm asking is it matters for what I'm about to do.
Cormac, you are able to find a back door with Alicia and Alisa, sorry, man, I'm tired. You're able to make your way to a back door into a kitchen where you see a couple of other guards tossing things up in there. And there's a lot of flammable stuff in here, like flour and oil and stoves and wood. So
So are they blocking the exit?
Yes, but there's no one else in here. It looks like they came in here as an afterthought.
Okay.
Oh, look! Another rat came into the kitchen.
I think Cormac will get out his sword. let us pass, or meet my blade.
One guard looks at the other.
Is that the best you got?
I suppose you've chosen the blade.
I suppose I have.
Nostri, what are you up to?
Okay, so I'm still standing in the front of the building, right?
Yes.
And so there's, like, kitchen behind, front door in front of me, right?
Yep. And you got a stairway to the side. There's windows around.
Right. And has everyone, like, fled at this point because of the fires?
People are still in the process of flight. Like, this is, like, as the fight starts, where, like, first round of combat, first 6 seconds.
Oh man.
Also, another quick question. Do raises expire?
You use them all. It's not like Outlaws where you bank stuff.
Okay. But I guess it's until you...
You use them on your turn.
What if you gain a raise, but you don't have anything to do with them on your turn? I guess once it gets to me, it'll make more sense.
I will make sure you get to use them for the most part.
Okay.
So how... Would Nostroy assume that the building is gone at this point, or is it like the building might still be saved? Like, are boards falling from the ceiling, or are there fires outside the windows? You know what I mean?
There are fires outside the windows, but you...
He wants to know if he can throw water, like try to put it out.
I think you'd realize that this is quickly spiraling and you would not be able to stop this.
All right. So you said there's people throwing torches outside, right?
Yes.
I'm going to spend a hero point to do, like, you know, like the sort of similar thing I did last time where it's like, here's a big bunch of fire that is supposed to be in an AoE, right? So it's basically like firewall. Now, what I'm basing this off of in the book is this would do 5 wounds to anything in like within 12 feet of me that was undead, but it's like not applicable for my character. So since I'm removing, basically I'm doing this out of the book spell, but I'm removing the thing where it only affects undead creatures because it wouldn't make sense for fire to only affect the undead. You want to say drop that down to 3?
I'll give you a choice. Either you can keep the 5 and it affects everything, so that can affect allies, neutral parties, friends, enemies, or you can drop it down to 3 and keep more control over it.
I'm fine with dropping it to 3 and having more control.
Okay,
yeah.
That's fine.
So basically what he's trying to do is all of those... kind of the way I would want this to look is, like, he starts walking towards the front door and all the people throwing torches, there's just, like, a sudden gust of wind, and the fire blows back towards them.
All right, so that just costs you a hero point. You don't have to roll anything, right?
Yes, I should not have to roll anything, but it does cost me a hero point.
All right. So that hits 3 of the guards that are starting to tussle up things and knocking them down to less hit points. So those guards are basically out of the fight as they're lit on fire and run screaming on the screaming on the ground doing stop, drop, and roll.
Yep.
Sigrithur.
All right, I'm going to also spend a hero point. We're just all about spending hero points. I mean, that's what they're for, right?
Exactly.
To activate. My Galdar, which is her magic, her rune magic. She is, so the way hers works is she has like little clay tablets in a bag that she can use for this, but they're not required. Basically, all that's required to activate the magic is to make the rune and then break it. And the way making the rune works is you have two parts for the two effects you want to have. And then the third part is part of her own name, so it imbues part of herself into it. And then the breaking of it is what actually releases the magic.
All right.
And it can be in anything. She could, like, scratch it on the surface. She could carve it, like, make a symbol out of dirt, like, whatever. Just as long as she can make the rune and then break it. Is there dirt on the floor that she'd be able to do this with?
Probably not dirt here. It's like a nicer tavern. It has wooden planks.
Okay.
In my imagination.
What she'll do is... We'll see how you feel about this. I didn't declare that I have a pocket knife. Can I have a pocket knife?
Yes.
Okay. She is going to take out a pocket knife and scratch the rune into the table.
All right.
And the rune she's carving into it is the Stortmerk for storm. and the Letet Merc for where was it? Courage. And then she'll break it. So what that does is, and when she does this, when she breaks it, you see like a rush of energy go out, and she like gives a like a warrior yell, like a warrior roar. And what this does is all characters in the current scene gain one raise, and I get to choose another. I get to choose a character, and that person gets two raises instead. I'll give that to myself. All
right.
So everyone, all four or all three of you get an extra raise, and I get two raises. And then the other half of that, the courage one, courage one is I can choose another character in the scene. That character can immediately activate an opportunity without spending a raise. And I will choose Nostroy.
So things to remember with raises. Other things you can spend them on, other than you can take any action you want with a raise, within reason. You can overcome consequences I give you. You can take opportunities. You can also create opportunities for each other. So you can like set up stuff, like different things in the environment for each other to take advantage of.
Okay. So that's a way to bank them, but not it, you like lock it into something.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, or it's like if you like, Cormac needs to swing on something. It's like, oh, look, there happens to be a chandelier here now for, you know, that other people can play for you. Okay. Also, you can do damage to characters.
Okay. And that is then why I was asking all those questions, because now I have raises, even though I've done my thing. I did my magic, but
yes.
Can I still like attack them or?
You can. So as you crack these runes on the ground, a blueing glow magic swirls around you and infuses you as you look a little bit stronger and more full of anger and determination. What do you do?
Yeah, she's gonna go start fighting the closest guards.
All right. With both, do you want to inflict two wounds on them then?
So I don't have to roll for that part.
Correct. Each raise can be one wound.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, let's go for it.
You go and start brawling with the two nearest guards, quickly taking them down. Everyone else has a raise to do something with. What would they like to do?
Ooh,
we have to use it now.
I mean, if you want me to do stuff with the guard, usually it says once you guys are out of raises, then I get to go, and then you guys roll again. Vinny just gave you all an extra turn.
Okay.
So basically, you all got one free action from Vinny.
You said I can use a raise to create an opportunity, right?
Yes.
So my thought was kind of when I did this thing where I blasted everyone over as I ran out of the bar to try to keep them from burning down the bar more. I would have kind of like gone out the front door, like with that momentum.
Okay.
What I want the advantage to be is I want to like on my way out have not necessarily hurt, but at least distracted and potentially annoyed whoever that guard was that was talking about orders from Señor Santiago.
Okay.
So I want him to be like wanting to come fight me. I'm throwing down a gauntlet at him.
All right.
Casting Compel Duel.
yeah, that.
Lena.
So basically what I want to happen is I want the people that I was helping, I want them to be able to escape. So I don't know what action you think would be appropriate here, where it's just I want them distracted by me.
We can just say the raise that Vinny gave you can be spent to that they're spent. It's spent like you holding enough attention that they're gone.
That sounds perfect. Yeah.
Cormac.
So can I use my raise to distract the people in there? Like, what does that look like mechanically for me? Do they have a disadvantage or something?
No, they do a set amount of damage. So distract it. If you want them to do less damage, you can attack one and do damage.
Okay.
So behind the scenes, these are all minions. Okay. They do damage equal to their health. Their health is one.
Okay.
So if you attack them, you'll do one damage, and then there will only be one guy to attack you who will do one damage.
Okay.
As opposed to having two guys there who are doing a total of two damage to you.
Okay.
The distractions that other people were doing were specifically to allow other things to happen instead of just being...
Right. Okay. Cormac is going to turn to Elisa. Stay back, my lady. And then he's going to brandish his sword and charge at the closest guard.
All right. As the guard is choosing the blade instead of to let you pass, you quickly clash with him, but being a hero... or an up-and-coming hero, quickly get rid of a poor, lowly guard. All right, as this is going on, Lena and Sigrathur are still in here, and between the jostling of it and the few guards that are left, you guys do take some damage as the guards start fighting back against you. You each take 3 damage, and Cormac, as you fight the nearest guard, the other guard sneaks up behind you and starts attacking you from the side and gets a nice scrape in on your cheek. It's just a nice graze.
Okay.
But you can tell stories about how you had a close shave with death.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what do you guys want to do?
Another question. Is there such thing as non-lethal damage, or are these guards just dead when we attack them?
It can be non-lethal.
Or does it matter?
It doesn't really matter. Like, I mean, like, if you don't kill them, I'm sure their friends will pull them out. I'm not going to be this like, and then you murdered them and left them in a burning building.
You're listing Yostroy's plan.
I mean, if that's what you want to make sure happens, then you can fight all.
No, like, just to the one guy. Just to the one guy.
That one guy is like has turned and started coming toward, like chasing after you, Nostra.
This is a good thing.
You're on the outside now, though, Nostra. You do notice that like people are fleeing. They are getting out of the building pretty easily. And there are more guards on the outside, but they seem intent with burning the building down and not capturing people. It looks like they're going for more of a symbolic victory than just a tactical one. But they're trying to make some tactical gains where they can, you know, like trying to fight people they know are in the outlaw theater.
So, Lena, seeing that the people that she was protecting have been able to get out, she is going to do some fancy sword work with her cutlass. And use that to escape.
All right. Do weaponry and finesse.
Okay.
And you get an extra one because this is the first time you've used weaponry.
Oh, I'm about to roll a lot of dice here. Hang on. Okay, so finesse, weaponry is that, extra dice. And then actions are risks, right? That's the yes. language here. Okay. One of my advantages, you gain 1 bonus die when you make a weaponry risk using different weapons. I said cutlass. Okay, hang on, I gotta do math. Okay, so that's 2 raises for me with a dice left over.
All right. So you are able to escape. So you do some fancy footwork and then leap out a window and quickly... Are you trying to just get away from the building now?
Yes.
Okay, I'll say that that's the one race to get out of the building, and then one you can quickly escape into the night without much further trouble.
Yeah, I would, if you'll let me, I would say she gets an appropriate distance where she can keep an eye out for the rest of the group. But, like, I assume there's got to be, like, a crowd standing around being like, oh no, the building's on fire.
Yeah, you blend into the crowd. You know, being as unremarkable as you are.
It is a great gift.
All right, who's next?
I can go if no one else knows what they want to do.
I mean, I know what I'm doing.
I know what I'm doing.
I will attack the remaining guards in this room.
All right. Roll them dice.
Would that be weaponry and brawn?
Yes, if that's what you're doing. If you're fighting with weapons and punching them, or clubbing them, or non-lethally hurting.
I don't think she's doing non-lethal. I asked about that. I don't think she's bothering.
Okay. Weaponry and brawn still works if you're not doing intense swordplay and you're just going for carnage.
I think you should go for venom instead.
I was gonna make that joke, but I can't set myself up and then say that joke.
Okay, I can reroll a single die. Okay. So that's 15, 15, 15, 13. 3 raises with 2 dice left over.
All right. You dispatch the remaining guards in the room as you are left there with the burning, becoming much more perilous around you as boards and beams start catching on fire and falling from the ceiling. Cormac.
So Cormac is going to brandish his sword at the second guard and step forward and swing at him. So I'm rolling finesse and
weaponry.
So I guess, yeah, when is it finesse versus brawn? Does it just depend on the type of weapon?
You get to choose about what you're doing.
It's kind of how you're doing it.
So is Cormac more of like a fencer then?
He's more like quick, light on his feet, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and Sigrathur is more, I bash you in with pure strength.
Right, yeah. He is not built like Sigrathur.
Well, it's how you're trying to do it. So, like, I think Cormac is trying to quickly dispatch, you know, get under this person's guard and get through him, as opposed to just like take a hit.
He's not trying to brute force this.
Right. Like there are ways, like, it's not like every time you war up under you have to roll brawn, you know?
Yeah.
Or, you know, like if he was trying to distract them with witty remarks while stabbing them, you could use panache, you know, like there's other ways to use weaponry with things.
Okay.
It's very flexible. 7C is very flexible. So I have two raises and change.
So you are able to dispatch this guard rather quickly, which is the first thing you wanted to do. Do you also just want to escape now since the door is open?
I want to get Elisa and I out of the building.
Yep, that works for me if you want to do that.
Yeah, so I dispatch him, run back to guide her through, narrowly avoiding something else catching on fire.
Yeah, the fires, and this is like,
and then we
the kitchen through. Where things are getting worse and
yes.
Things are lighting on fire all over the place.
Yes.
Nostroy.
So the guy that I got distracted, I guess this will be down to how well I roll this. So my thought is, it would be kind of weird to think, just assume that like I could shoot fire at people just randomly. So Nostroy's just gonna kind of like try to look weak and like shivery and just wait for this guy to get close, and then right when he's about to swing at him, he just blasts him in the face with fire and then kind of like jumps on top of him and tackles him. And I'm not trying to do damage specifically. I'm trying to just Agni Kai his eye real good, you know, just leave a really good burn mark.
Oh my gosh.
So I'll roll that and then we'll see how it goes.
I love how you just want a nemesis.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, Cody doesn't want to kill this guy. He just wants to maim him. That's all.
And this is the first time I'm using Intimidate, so I get an extra dice. I think. Uh-oh. Is it the first time I'm using Intimidate?
It is not.
Oh, no! All right. This was not bad. You said 15?
Yes.
So the thing about this system is you have to actually, like, do math.
That's the one problem. Yeah. You can't just add all at all and then divide by the number, which also kind of is annoying.
Oh, and I can reroll a single dice because I have a 3 in this. Woo, that was better.
Did you add your extra die for being super wounded?
No.
And by super wound, I mean just taking a major wound.
Woo, it's even better. I'm going to leave that major wound. I could heal that, I found out, but I'm not gonna. So that's 3 raises.
All right, so you were able to tackle this guy and Agni Kai his face real bad.
So he gets all up in his face and just goes, I want you to be aware of something. It is important to learn lessons when you fail, or when you are burned horribly. You're responsible for the fires you set. Next time you're given an order to attack and burn innocent people, remember I will be here to burn your face! And then he, like, kicks him and sends him on his way and runs.
I'm good with that, unless there's something else you want to do with those raises.
Yeah, he wants to do one more thing. He grabs him and turns him around and goes, remember my face! If you do this again, I will burn your life!
Nostra is terrified.
I mean, he attacked innocence. It's kind of like the one thing that he hates, you know?
Oh, I don't think you're wrong. These people are meant to be bad and deplorable. Like, they're not good people. But yeah, so you do all of that, and he, like, it's past the point of really, like, sniveling and crying, running, like, fear. It's just like, oh, this madman just, like, burned half my face, and he's just, like, flight part of this fight or flight, you know? Like, he's just gone.
Also, how annoyed are you going to be if I grub for hero points when I feel like I've earned one? Because, like, I don't know if you remember, there's, like, 15 different ways for me to earn a hero point. Specifically, in this case, earn a hero point when you teach someone a lesson in a way that, okay, Vinny, how do you say it again?
Matushka?
Matushki? Matushka? There is, like...
I think it's Matushka. I think it's Matushka. I said it wrong.
Yeah, I think Matushki was the plural. That's what it was.
Yeah. Matushka. Yeah. Earn a hero point when you teach someone a lesson in a way that Matushka would approve of.
You can get your hero points, you grub.
Well, the thing is... Sorry, I don't want to spoil Cody's fun. Aren't those once per session?
Oh, they are.
And you've already earned that one.
That's true. No, that's fair. That's fair.
Get your grubby little hands off. The answer's no.
That's okay. I don't want to heal myself anyways. I'm fine with having 2 hero points.
Sigurthur, you're alone in a burning building. You need to roll to get out of there. Currently, it is dangerous enough that the risks you are avoiding, you'll need 1 point to leave, and then there's 2 wounds coming at you, and you can mitigate those with raises.
Okay.
You stand alone in this burning room. Well, not alone. People, the guards are now, like, more guards are coming in, but they're just pulling out the people that look not dead of their guards. So you can, I guess you could still attack guards if you wanted, but you...
Do it!
All of the bar, all of, like, the bar patrons are out.
Yes, all the innocents and rebels are gone. You are the only non-guard left, and the guards that are left are pulling out their brethren.
Okay. Yeah, I think this is the point where she will try to make her escape, seeing as her comrades have already left.
Yep.
So I would like to try to use finesse and athletics to try to, like, navigate my way out of this burning building.
Sounds good.
Have I used athletics yet?
You have.
Any chance this is something that is made easier due to my size?
Nope.
Okay. If anything, it's made harder.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay, I can roll one since that is a rank 3. That actually was not bad. Oh, but it's a lot of single high number. Well, it's not too bad. Oh, yeah, it is only 2.
All right, so you take 1 damage as you quickly jump and weave around the few boards that are falling. One lands on you as you're running and leaves a nice burn on your upper arm, but nothing that you can't handle as you duck away and flee into the night. As you leave, the building is crackling with fire and slowly starts falling in on itself. The guards, though deplorable, looked to care enough to keep it contained. The fire is not spreading. They want to send a message, but they also don't want to be completely hated by everyone. So they are just burning down the Vagabond Bog Bar.
Well, now I know why he burned it down.
I was going to say, is this what you're going to do every time you get something you don't like the name?
Burn it down! Burn it with fire!
No, I wanted to set up the guards being a little bit more antagonistic than just what they were so far, and yeah. Burning this place down seemed like the thing they would do.
Yeah, I mean, now I have my own Zuko, so I think it worked good.
You guys are all able, or you guys head back to...
What do I see when I get out the back? Are there... I'm not with anybody else.
No, that's right. So there's people around, there's a crowd gathering, there's also guards setting fires. It's at least at the point where you're at, they're not really setting fires, they're kind of containing it. As I said, but there were quite a few guards out the back, but they seem more intent on focusing on getting this building burnt to the ground than fighting you or capturing people who are escaping.
Okay.
So you can easily escape and blend into the crowd.
Okay.
Cormac does still have a friend in tow.
Yes. Are you hurt?
Oh, I think I'm good. Thank you for that timely assist, I guess. Do you have somewhere to go? Were you staying here, or...?
I must meet up with my friends. Are you staying close? Can you make it there safely?
I mean, yes, I live in the city. I mean, most people don't leave right now.
I know, just...
I mean, it's courteous to ask, but I do live here. It's my home.
I'm making sure you won't run afoul of more guards as you're going.
I think I'll be okay. Thank you. Thank you, Cormac.
Okay, so then he heads around to the front of the building.
Yeah, you guys can meet up.
Yeah.
He doesn't, like, kiss her hand as he departs.
You can make it around to the front of the building. You guys are, like, a decent distance away. You're not just sitting, like, where the guards can see you and recognize you and meet all back up again.
Okay. So do we head back to... Where did we leave, Kozlina?
Lucky Shot or Lucky Target.
Lucky Target. Do we head back to the Lucky Target then? By a circuitous route?
I think so.
Cody, you look thoughtful.
I do. So we have the mission of stopping that, or, you know, like, fighting off monsters of that convoy.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess we can go back and discuss that.
Yeah, I mean, but not... Yeah, I was going to say not all of us know that.
Well, that's true, I guess. Yeah, there was an interruption. Sorry, yeah.
Actually, I do have one thought, Zach. While we're all making our way back in different ways to the Lucky Target, can we maybe pass by an empty building that we can take notice of?
Yes, you can pass an empty building. It is a 2-story old what would have been a bakery, you know, something that you guys could make into something better. It is a little bit deserted. The area is a little deserted right now, but you don't know how busy it would be during the day. It's not in the terrible part of town where everything's in ruins.
Who notices it?
I think it would have to... Have you all talked about who this plan of wanting to start a confectionery?
Okay, no, we haven't talked about a plan yet. Somebody talked to someone last episode and said, there are places. I don't remember which one of us that was.
It was Nostroy.
It would have had to have been Nostroy. I think it makes the most sense for Nostroy to notice this building because it's his plan.
Then as we're walking, it's late. We've just been in a fight. Nostroy has, whatever grievous internal wounds. So he's kind of limping and coughing, and he just goes, "For a moment, maybe duck into this building and discuss what to do about our lives now that I kind of thought I was going to audition and then work in that bar, and then the bar burned down. This building is abandoned, and it's not so far, and it's not going to be shot by a catapult."
We duck into the building.
You duck into the building. It is an old, mildly dusty, ill-kept, dusty building. There's counters around. It looks like it used to be a bakery of sorts from the front. That's all you know. You haven't gone and explored more. But yeah, it looks in disrepair, but not decrepit.
Neostory lights a fire in the, dusty hearth and sits on a rickety chair.
It's one of those chairs where it looks fine, but then you sit in it and it just, keeps wobbling back and forth and you can't, really get a good comfy seat on it.
I think this chair should be burned.
I think I've had enough burning for one day.
Neostory just kind of looks down at the ground and goes, that is a feeling I understand. In a profound way.
Well, that's good. I mean, we got some good information, I assume. I met a nice guy there at the tavern, but that could have gone better.
Oh, wait, yes. So, if we would like to work with them again, we have to stop monsters from destroying convoys of food or supplies. I assume it is food. So we get to go out of the city.
Lena took up a spot at, the door to just make sure no one was following us, and she, leans against the door frame. You know, I definitely think that this is going to be a group that we're going to want to stay friends with. It seems like they are not particularly thrilled with, what do they call her? Fakalina?
They don't. That was a slip of the tongue on Zach's part. Yeah, Zach said fake Catalina in one of the characters' voices, and we called him out on it, and he's like, yeah, they wouldn't call her that, because they don't have any idea.
Siggy, I started calling her that, because I was tired of saying fake Catalina. Okay, it is sorry. A mouthful. That girl, these people do not seem to like her, which is a very good thing, considering it seems like a lot of other people are in her pocket at the moment.
I will say there's potential problem that they might not like real Catalina either. I am not sure that they are going to be thrilled about being subjects of any kind.
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it, yeah?
I think we will burn that bridge when we come to it is the issue, but yes.
I think it is enemy of my enemy type of thing, At the moment, they are the people who are currently agreeing with us. So it is somewhere to start, because I don't think right now we're going to find someone else who is going to agree.
I agree. I think the other option would be gravediggers that I think are eating people. So
Sorry. What is going on?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, I think I am going to worry about it.
I'm worried already. Anyway, so fight some monsters. Should be no match for us, right?
I am only able to burn things, so the minute it is a fire monster, you are one man short, and I will, I don't think I can be burned, but still, would be very not great for me.
You know, I believe that we have taken on a lot worse things in the last 3 years. I don't care what these monsters are. That should be a very easy thing to do, is take these down.
Magdalena, do you not remember the story of the arrogant bear and what happened to all of his cubs.
No, I don't care.
I could tell story again. And starts gesturing a big fiery bear.
No, we said enough fire today. We are done. Keep the fire in the hearth. That is it.
It's not the same without the fire bear.
Oh, I can picture it, Nostroy.
Oh, yes. Also, we should steal this house.
Looks a bit run down, but I suppose we can clean it up.
Run down is another name for free.
And I don't know if steal is the right word. I think claim, because it looks abandoned.
This is true. But I have found in other places, if you have nice place, maybe warm fire, maybe we give out some free food to the certain right people. It's a good way to get information, right? And a good place for us to hide.
Now, you say free food. Do you mean free food or free candy?
Candy is food. I mean, you know, it's just fancy food. I understand where you are from. Candy is rotted fish stuffed in snow. But everywhere else...
Sigurdur gives like a face palm at that.
Fine, we will also serve rotten fish shoved in snow.
She's like just shaking her head.
Lena's gonna do a quick sweep of the building. You said there's a second floor. We also say that there is either like a decent sized back room or basement or a classic meeting area.
Yes. Also say that it's haunted.
since you guys are making this up, you can each decide one detail that you'd like in this place.
It is haunted.
God, Cody.
I mean, things being haunted in this game is not actually good, so.
It is haunted.
Cody.
Well, how about Cody? Cody goes first. He spends his on deciding that it's haunted. I'll spend mine on saying it's not haunted. They cancel out.
So only Caitlin and I have things.
Cody, you're going to have a monster in the basement. Do you need to make it haunted too?
Oh, that's the haunted part. It's just Friar Lewis is there.
Right. You're going to have Friar Lewis. Do you need more monsters in your house?
I feel like you know the answer to this, and you're asking me like you don't know the answer to this. Everyone else can go. I'll decide a different thing. I got really revved up about haunted.
Okay, I'll go first then, because I would really like a basement that is, I would say it used to be used for storage. Like, if it's like a bakery, you know, that's where like flour and things, a big storage area down there. But it is also a good sized place for a meeting area, secret things. And also because it was like a storage area where people could bring things down, there is a back entrance that can be, that like, you know, maybe it takes a little bit of work, but it can be, hidden.
Okay. So like there's a staircase going down, but then also like a trapdoor with like a ladder or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a storm shutter type thing.
Oh, okay.
But so it's like you can also
get
things down from another area. So you're not bringing, you know, idea is you're not bringing like ingredients through the front of the bakery. It's able to come in a different way. We can use it for quick escapes or whatever we need type of thing.
Next. It also doesn't have to be something super useful. It can just be
fun little quirk.
Right, a fun little quirk, you know, like the third step always squeaks.
Oh, okay. This might be too big, but figure out how I want to say this. So this type of building was like had the shop front on the first floor, and then like it basically housed the owners, housed the people that were running the place upstairs. And there are enough rooms that all of us all. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of us, including Catalina, can... I'll say 6. I'll include Friar Lewis if he wants his own room. can have our own room, because Sigurdur is kind of tired of having to share rooms.
All right. You all have your own rooms.
I will say that it's located... I'll say it's located near... So there's like a bay on the side of the city, on the west side of the city, and that kind of like turns into a sort of like river canal, and I'll say that this is located not far from the canal, like you can see it from the front window.
All right, Cody, tell me it's haunted.
okay, now look, I looked it up in the book because I got an idea and I like it. And you can tell me no, but I actually swear this is not a bad idea. So there are these things within the so ghosts exist, right? Dead people frequently live in the house that they died in. Wealthy nobles frequently capture these ghosts in things called ghost mirrors and use them as entertainment at parties.
What?
Yeah, in the book. I'm reading from the book. So, it's a rare talent, but it does happen. So my idea here is that the dead owner of this building is trapped in a ghost mirror in Yostroy's room.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like Yostroy walks up to his room and pulls a curtain back, and there's just a ghost there like, ah, get out of my house! And he just closes the curtain and goes, we will worry about that at another time.
I love it.
Yes, you can have that.
Can I also love the idea that Yostroy's convinced the house is haunted, but no one believes him? Like, every time he opens it, it's just a mirror. And then as soon as the person leaves, the ghost comes back, like, get out! Like,
it's that frog from Looney Tunes.
I was going to say, it's like the mirror of Erised. You could even show us. You see the ghost, we don't.
Well, the frog from Looney Tunes, it's a singing, dancing frog who only sings and dances if there's only one person there. As soon as there's more people, it's just a normal frog. It doesn't do anything. It's that, you know? The ghost screams and shrieks at you constantly, and then another person comes in, it just stops. All right, so you guys decide on this and spend the next few days fixing it up and open up a confectionery.
Do we have to... Are we going to roleplay sneaking Friar Lewis into the city, or...
No, he can get in.
Okay.
So we bring Catalina back to this place, right?
Yes, so you bring Catalina back to this place, and you fix it up over the next few days and get Friar Lewis in and all that, and Nostray says every day that the place is haunted.
That's because it is haunted. Just look at the mirror.
I mean, this is nice and all, and it's nice to have a home base, but what are we going to do next?
Well, we're the Corsairs of Castile. What can't we do?
I think specifically what we are going to do is, first, stop monsters from attacking convoys. Second, steal all the food in the city and starve out the nobles until all of them preferably die of a slow, cold starvation. Third, put you on the now empty throne. That second step, we can discuss how much of that we do want to do and how much of it we don't. But in essence, that is the plan overall.
Hey Wanderers, thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Corsairs of Castile. This game is being run in the 7th Sea 2nd Edition system. If you want to hear more content from the Wandering Gamer Network, you can check us out at the Wandering Gamer Network website. We stream on Twitch with the username wandering_gamers, and you can follow us on Twitter at @WGNPodcast. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. All information about the music used can be found in the episode description. Until next time, wherever you wander, may you find your way home.